Hello everyone and welcome to episode 140.
You don't know?
100 and something.
Wow.
What? Nah. No. It was on my oh fucking hell. Where?
Sorry, because
I just don't listen to it anymore. 112, episode 112 of the What's the Buttons podcast is here.
Nice.
Ready for your ears. And I have the wonderful, the beautiful, the humorous, the lovely, the exciting, the incredible, the fascinating...
Stephanie
Ann Edwards.
Oh, sorry, I spoke over you.
Who is it?
Sorry, I didn't hear. Who's with you?
I said your full name.
Oh, right, okay. Less of that.
Steph. Steph is here. And for our conversation today, I figured we would just talk about the lovely, 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 lovely Elder Scrolls Online. And probably World of Warcraft. Probably other massive multiplayer online games, because I feel like that's a relatively decent talking point for us. Go on then.
Well, it's hard.
Go speak, Monkey.
I'm not really playing it at the moment. I re-downloaded it with every intention. I just haven't had fucking time. I really haven't had time. But. Yeah, I don't. I over to you, really, because you need to get me going, and then I'll
allow me to lead the conversation.
Yeah,
allow me to lead you into the forests.
Okay, I'll go anywhere.
It's
with
creepy,
you.
Isn't it?
Yeah. I don't mind.
We and so as I'm sure many of the people listening to this will know, I've been playing MMOs for a very long time. Specifically, one MMO in being World of Warcraft, and. You with games like that take up such a big portion of your gaming life, there's inevitably always going to be other games that come out that perceive themselves to be said game killer. Oh, this game's the World of Warcraft killer, this is the COD killer, this is the FIFA killer. There's always, when you have something that sits at the precipice of everything, there's always competition. And I feel like I've had a very consistent playtime through WoW. There's two expansions that I completely missed due to just not having a computer at the time. And when you break an addiction, usually you stay out of the addiction, which is what happened. My laptop was, well, my PC at the time was just not capable of playing World of Warcraft anymore. It was Legion and Warlords of Draenor, the expansions that I missed out on. And when they did come out, I just wasn't massively interested in returning. I was so heavy into BMXing at the time that just took up all of my spare time. It was work, go out and ride, go to sleep, rinse and repeat. So never really went back for two and a bit years. But in those two and a bit years, obviously that is always at the back of your mind, because I'm still a gamer. So there's always that very specific itch that's at the back of your head when it comes to playing an MMO. It's nothing like any other sort of game. You can play God of War, you can play Call of Duty, you can Ratchet and Clank. They have a lifespan. Call of Duty maybe not so much, because it is a live service, predominantly multiplayer game, to the point where some of the Call of Duties that come out just didn't have a campaign on them, full stop, because it's just multiplayer. So maybe exclude that from the list. But something like WoW, when you're not playing it, and you know that at that moment you don't specifically want to go back to WoW, you end up looking at other MMOs out there. Because the ideology being that if this game is fucking massive and millions of people play this one, but also millions of people play this other game, then there must be something about it that makes it so good. And I feel like the big ones are World of Warcraft, Final Fantasy Online, Elder Scrolls Online, Path of Exile. And obviously I delved into Final Fantasy, and you'll remember when I was like, oh yeah, no, this is gonna take over WoW. This is gonna be the game that gets me away from World of Warcraft. Almost like talking about it as if I didn't like World of Warcraft, you know what I mean? But it's like, this is gonna be the thing, that this is the new shiny thing that's very similar to WoW, so therefore it's not fucking scary and overwhelming. And that lasted all of about a month. And then thrusted straight back into WoW, because I was like, everything I hate about this game is fucking perfect in this one, so back I go. And for quite a while, to be fair, we were heavy into Elder Scrolls Online.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel a bit, not upset, but a bit, no, yeah, I'd say probably upset, because it's the first, I feel like where we've been together for a long time, and we always say how it's not Reese and Steph, it's Ref. You know what I mean? It's one person, or that we're a hive mind, and obviously we share the same interests in gaming and most of the stuff that we do in life. So no, where's the dog? Hey,
oi!
You're not going anywhere. But back on the chair, on the wooden bench.
Runes.
Go on. No.
Oh, come on.
Let me pause it. Hold on. Sorry, I had to put the dog back in the kitchen to stop her from escaping from us. Completely ruined my mojo. Whatever the fuck I was talking about.
You were saying about how it was, we've been together and we're the same.
We're very much the same.
You love me loads.
Love you loads. Mm. So, you...
I don't think you've ever said love you loads. You know what I mean? We never really said that.
Said lots and lots.
Yeah. I love you loads.
It's because we're not six. I feel like for people that are gamers, being able to share your hobby with the person that you love is a very nice thing to be able to do. Or not even necessarily share it with that person, but having the person that you spend the majority of your life with support that, because I know there's a lot of men and women out there who are serious gamers and their partners just don't understand that and almost see it as a childish thing, when the majority of people, especially people who are actually gamers, understand that it's just a form of entertainment for most of us, but for a lot of us as well, it's your life. Like it very much carves a lot of what you do in the world, and your likes and your passions revolve around gaming. And I've always wanted to... I have this game that I play consistently, like at least 5 days a week. And I spend a lot of time in this game. Not to the point where I can't separate myself from the game, but I'm always thinking about it. You know what I mean? I love this game. I love it.
Loads.
Loads and loads and loads. And I love the people that I meet playing it, and I've made lots of friends playing World of Warcraft, and I've stopped talking to a lot of friends that I've met through World of Warcraft, not through like anything bad, just lost contact with these people. But I'm in a point now where there's just this massive community that I'm very much a part of. In the guild Hoofs and Hoes, in that I can't even remember joining that guild, but I whenever I did join them, it's quite a big guild, and you feel almost you're the new guy, you know what I mean? And most of the times when you join a guild, unless you're actively talking to people, you're just sitting on the sidelines.
Yeah.
And I've been passively getting involved with everyone in the guild, with Connor, with Joe, with Astin, and there's this, like I say, this real big sense of community. Like I'm a part of something. Like I say, I was made an officer of the guild in some respects, or given the ranking that's similar. And we're all friends and there's new people joining this guild and we're becoming friends with those new people. Like, I talk about John. I've known the guy for fucking almost like a month and that's it. Me and him are like that, you know what I mean? And it's, I'd love to be able to share that with yourself, but obviously you're not, World of Warcraft doesn't, we've tried before. And it, we have tried before and it just doesn't.
There's a wasp. Oh no. It's like my bat dream.
Is that a wasp it's about like my to bat come, dream. Come straight in?
No, right. He's going away. He's going away. No, it's okay.
You right?
Yeah.
So obviously we've tried to play World of Warcraft together before and it just, the like you almost had the same problem with Ash and that mouse and keyboard.
But that was when we were like,
That wasp was going to come flying straight in, isn't it?
Is no. it a bee? No, it is a wasp.
No, it is a full-on wasp. Go away, please. Mm. Go away. I'd like to shut the door. Away with you. Away. He's gone. He's flown away, away.
Cool.
I'll keep that one shut and leave that one open.
Okay.
A bit of danger.
It wouldn't have been so bad if I hadn't had that bat dream last night.
That,
sorry.
That's understandable.
I say
fine.
Bat dream. Bat nightmare. Bat nightmare. Anyway. We were playing ESO at that time as well, though. And like, I think in the same way that the other way round, if you've got something that you're into and you enjoy, like exactly what you said there, Final Fantasy, and you think, I was more comfortable and like enjoyed mechanically.
The combat style was completely different.
Well, and just like moving around and the quests and the art style and yeah, soz. But I mean, like, I wouldn't. It's hard because it's like, not in an argumentative way. You want me to play your thing.
But I won't
and then
play
I
ESO.
Want, yeah. Mm. Yeah. No, but I don't know. I not even won't play. I mean, like, you know how it feels to not want to really play that, but someone else really wants you to.
Because the point that I was trying to make is that obviously World of Warcraft hasn't really worked out in both of us being able to play it together, but Elder Scrolls did.
It did, yeah.
For a long time, and arguably still would. It's just that where it's you can't juggle two MMOs. Well, I know a lot of people can, but I myself, and I know you, won't be able to juggle two of them.
Do you know what I think might change things potentially is, and I don't really know, it's a bit of a pipe dream because money-wise, I don't know where we'll be at, but because obviously I'm going to need my computer upstairs, but having maybe being able to play next to each other. You know, like you see those couples and they've got like these fucking dinch setups and they're right next to each other.
Yeah.
Like, I think from a Wi-Fi point of view, a connectivity point of view, even from like an actual performance point of view on what we're playing on, whereby we're in the middle of a dungeon, yours is fine, mine, oh no, I'm lagging, oh no, it stopped, oh no, I've been kicked.
Yeah, because in like the dark zone of the fucking bedroom.
And then it was like trying to get a fucking headset to work. Whereas I think potentially in like, the somewhat near future, maybe it's something to and we can see each other's screen, you can just look over
from
and
an explanation point of view rather than having to get up and then change rooms and go, no, look, you need to be there, blah blah blah.
Not that you ever finished that, but yeah. Potentially, maybe there's a sort of potential there, but then at the same time, I think like I don't feel like I could join your guild. Because I don't know.
But I reckon you could because they really like you. Because obviously they a few of them listen to the podcast and it comes up quite a fair bit in conversation, like with Connor, who's our raid leader, who had a What's the Buttons t-shirt made and then got one made for Joe as well. And that's like that's a really nice and nice way of showing support for something that one of your pals does. I didn't know that they were doing that. They know you. They've spoken to you. They've heard you. So I don't think there'd be a doubt that you would get on with those people.
But then I wouldn't want to.
Because there's also lots of women in the guild as well.
Yeah, but I wouldn't want to. task.
I say lots. The proportion's very fucking one-sided, but there are women in the guild.
I found it... I don't know how relevant this is, but, like, I'll be quick. Like, when... So, obviously, Meg. And me and Meg were friends in primary school.
Mm.
Then we went to separate secondary schools, but stayed in touch.
Mm.
But then we went to the same college, right? But what happened with college was that a lot of my secondary school friends also went to that college. So then we became this... And then some of Meg's secondary school friends also went to college. So it became this, like, big, huge group. But what I found was... And it wasn't, like, a big, big problem. But previously... I had a place where, okay, I'm not that I was two different people, but you say, like, I've got my secondary school friends. Oh, you're all getting my nerves. It's okay. I'll go to Meg.
Then
all of a sudden this group had been, like, merged, and I no longer had, like, this separate friend group. Well, like, so how, like, in the Patreon, you went, oh, yeah, my lot. And you think, but you've got your lot, the guild lot, then you've got your lot, your work lot, and then you've got, like, and like that. And I do think, and so, like, as do I, I've got, you know, you got secondary school friends, you've got work friends, you've got college friends, you've got uni friends, whatever. But yeah, it's something where, like, I would hate that, say, like, I joined it and then you might, you know, but then, I mean, the beauty of it is like, I work on a Wednesday night, so I'd never be able to. But you know what I mean? Like, I love that. Having seen you be in a WoW guild that was incredibly unhealthy for you, you know, like when you ran that guild,
Call of the Void.
About three or four years ago, really. And that was, I was so upset for you because you were basically coming home from work and then fucking going to work. You were a HR manager. You were a fucking, like, it was mad. It was wild. And then, like, this has been to the point where you were literally like, fuck me. You looked rough. You actually looked rough.
Yeah.
And then you were like, you know what? I'm done. Like, I'm burnt out. I can't do this anymore.
Hmm.
And that's really sad to see something that, you know, has been such a long lasting and such a great love for you be actually
we come
bad
up with the name on a walk,
health.
Didn't we?
I know.
On that when we was walking around the marina, wasn't it?
And it was so lovely. Like, and it started off so well and so exciting, and it felt like this like natural next step kind of thing. And then to turn so incredibly toxic. And then basically have to watch it be taken over and fucking decimated by furries, ultimately. Was that fur?
Yeah, I think it was the name was changed to like Furry Squad or some
shit. You know
what I mean?
Like that. And so that
was
like,
oh,
so
my
bad.
God.
Whereas like now is so nice and so positive and so lovely. And ultimately, I think the word is healthy.
Yeah. I think it's because the majority of the people that are in this guild, they're all of just a similar mindset, and a lot of them are friends in real life.
Mm.
And we all understand that we're all adults. We're all working, and we've all got stuff outside of World of Warcraft. So other shit takes priority, and there's no animosity to it. Like, if we're raiding tonight and someone can't make it because something's come up, there's no kicking off about it. It's very simple. You go, okay, fair enough. That's fine. If you've got something else to do, that's not a problem, because at the end of the day, this is just a game. It means a hell of a lot to all of us, but it is just a game. And if you've got to deal with shit outside of that, then no one's going to stop you from doing that. And I think that was almost the missing link in the Call of the Void, is that World of Warcraft, for the people that are in there, I can't even remember half of their names, but it was, World of Warcraft was everything to them.
It was crazy.
Everything.
But it was like, but I can't remember, and you were like, oh, I've had a racial complaint. I was like, excuse me? Yeah. Someone's come to me and basically said that someone's been racist to them. And I'm thinking, I'll either give them a warning or I'll perhaps have to kick them. And then like next week it was like, no, the decision's been made by everybody that, we're going to kick this person. And it was like, are you being paid? Like, what is this?
Yeah,
why are you taking on all this fucking beef? And I get, okay, fine. Yeah. You have to take it, like you just said, it's a more chill, laid back vibe, but it's also like you do have to be serious about it to an extent. You have to be, you know, in the same way that, okay, so let's say you've got this spot and people are somewhat relying on you, and you go, oh shit, sorry, I'm really sorry, I can't make it, I don't feel well, I've got a headache, whatever, or you know, I've like, when my car thingy, you have to come and pick me up, but then let's say, okay, you were then doing that 8 raids in a row, they might go, listen, okay, that's a bit annoying,
a problem,
and like, you're saying that you're going to be here and you're not, that's quite normal. That's quite like a normal thing. Same as if you were going to like a fucking Pilates or a dance class, that kind of thing. You can miss one or two, but at the point when if you're in this dance routine and you're not there, it's like, okay, this is quite annoying.
At the end of the day, we're gone.
No, but like that and that, like you say, that was missing. That it was just fucking weird in like that you were having to... Well, the thing, I think I've pretty much said it all. Like, it's such a polar opposite. And I don't think it necessarily had anything to do with you being the leader of that. Like, it was kind of just descended into this universally
it was just crazy.
Time.
Me, personally...
But you felt responsible.
Yeah, as who I am, I have there's a thing inside my head that makes me want to be in charge. Not in that kind of way. Why have you got to look at me like that? There's a thing within me where I am not happy being just pottering about doing whatever I need to be doing, whether that's in work or outside in a game, whatever. I don't want to... Not that there's anything wrong with it. If you, like from a work point of view, you want to come into work, you want to just do your hours and then fuck off, absolutely fine. As long as you're doing the job, who cares? I don't care. If you're happy, you're happy. But I'm not happy doing that. I want to...
Yeah, you
want to
like take...
I want to progress.
Role,
I want to fucking get involved. And that is very much my mindset for a lot of stuff. I almost selfishly... like to be somewhere in the middle of everything, but I don't at the same time think I want to be absolutely in charge. I like to have an important role in a lot of the stuff we do. That I think that's why, like with work, obviously I know I don't do it at the moment because of where I've changed companies, but in my old work where I was that protection role, I think that's why it felt so nice to be there, because it's like, right, well, in that situation, you're at the top. You are in charge of everything that's going on here.
Yeah.
Everyone and everything answers to you, and you're in charge of it and it runs smoothly. But you come away from that, and once you're out of that situation, you're no longer in charge. You still are in charge, but not in the same capacity anymore. So you can step away from that. And I feel like with creating a guild, I've always throughout my entire life of playing WoW wanted to have a guild, and I was part of a guild which is where I met Colin, who I don't talk to anymore, but not because we fucking fell out. It's literally the geezer's got a family, you know what I mean, like, and just grew up, and he doesn't play WoW anymore, so naturally you do kind of come apart. And he was running a guild and it was great. I was young when I joined it, and then we were friends until I was a teenager when I joined that guild, and then by the time I'd left it, I was a full-grown adult. And he stopped playing WoW, so therefore it was a toss-up between, all right, well, who's going to run the guild, blah, 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 blah. Someone else started running the guild, who I think it might have been Ian that was running it, who again, friends with. And then I left, and... obviously stopped playing. Then when I come back, I was like, I think I might give this a go. And it's that sense of community and that you're building something. Like, well, you saw it yourself. When you start to get members joining your guild organically, and then those people are engaging with you and wanting to be your pal and talking to you all the time, and then you're actually playing the game with them. It's so crazy, because you play an MMO all your life, and most people that play MMOs play them solo.
Yeah.
It's a massively there's millions and millions of people playing this game every single day, and most of the people that you come across that play the likes of World of Warcraft play on their own. Why that's the case it is, I really can't exactly pinpoint it. And it's the same with ESO, it's the same with Final Fantasy. Most people do just play on their own. So trying to find that community is so fucking difficult when it really shouldn't be. And I wanted to create that, and I did. I think at our highest point, it was what, like 450 people were in that guild. Obviously, not all fucking active and not all talking, but I think at its absolute pinnacle, there was maybe like 90 odd, 100 odd people that were actively engaging in the guild. And yeah, you feel responsible for that because it's like, well, I'm the person that's created all of this. But fucking so much work, man. There's so many different cogs that move within that machine where from an outside perspective, you'd think, oh, it's just a multiplayer game. Like, why are people taking it so seriously? But it's the fact that there's so many different goals for something like World of Warcraft that everyone can play to. Most people play to, I want to do the end game content, whether it be raiding, PvP, whatever. And for us, it's raiding. We want to clear the raid. We want to do it before the end of the season, get ahead of the curve. And then the difficulties go from normal, heroic to mythic. And we're not mythic raiders. That's like hardcore shit. And I've never done mythic raiding before. However, this expansion, we're talking about possibly doing mythic raiding or at least sampling it. Because we've got a very good team behind us and we all work very well. And yeah, like I said, from an outside perspective, you wouldn't understand that. Most of us gain enjoyment from doing the end game content. Well, to do it properly, you have to take it seriously because otherwise you can't physically do it. So you have to gel well.
Yeah.
Otherwise it's not going to happen.
And I think to join a guild, it then becomes like intertwined with your experience of that game. Like, well, you are a good example of it. You know, you've had your good experiences, you've had your bad experiences, but I can't imagine like the responsibility in that. Yeah, if you've only ever just sort of like, oh, I joined and then actually, oh, I don't want to talk because I'm a bit shy, or you know, you I'm not available for then, or I'm not, you know, like a lot of it is like, oh no, sorry, you have to be level 50 to join and all that shit.
Yeah.
If you've not got champion points, fuck off. That kind of thing. Like, yeah. Like I found an ESO. Like, you peasant.
Yeah.
But then, like, it can... Oh, there's a little squirrel. He's got a big tail. Look, there he goes. Oh. Sorry. You know, but then I think what I found playing alone, something like the dungeons, which obviously they're... This is ESO now, for everyone listening. The experiences of the dungeons, and obviously there's quests in those dungeons, and I do 100% get, if you've done all of that, which obviously a lot of people have, then yes, you are going to just run it. You're going to run through, you're going to kill who you want to kill, you're not going to worry about the little people because you want, you know, the loot, you want the end stuff. But what I would love to do, which was what I did enjoy when you and I were playing it, because 99%, well, all of them really, actually, 100% of them, we were playing, so at least you and I would sort of, you know, kind of do the quest. But it's something that without something like a guild, or, you know, either you know three other people than yourself, or you are in a guild where you can sort of go, hey, like, please can three people come and like run this with me, but like do it at a slower pace where I can enjoy the quest line. At the end of the day, all of ESO is voice acted very well.
I want to listen
very,
to it.
Yeah, very, very comprehensively. And here I am, blitzing through it, not knowing what the fuck's going on. Because if I listen to this person, I am going to be, you know, well on my own and miss all of it. And that's something that, yeah, I would love to do. And, like, I feel like that is a massive, massive benefit of, you know, perhaps being brave. And something, because, like, it's certainly something that's out of my comfort zone, because I just assume by default that everyone, like, finds me boring and hates me. That's, like, my baseline of everything, is that I'm, like, really, really boring.
Yeah, here's a girl, she must know fuck all, let's treat her as such.
Well, and it's like, I was in a town or a city, and, you know, like, you get that like, little chat, like the city chat, this guy was being an absolute dick to a girl because she was a girl, and then I stuck up for her, and then she added me. And it was like that, yeah, go on, girl.
Yeah.
And, like, we didn't speak. And last couple of times I've been on, like, I've never caught her online again. But it was something like that. And you're like, oh. And, like, I just, to try and then, like, build on that. And things like that. Like, you can see how you do make, like, really genuine connections in these games. Like, even something as silly as that. We obviously have not just because we're two women, but you know what I mean? Like, that,
that was
a little taste of something. Like, you do find things that you are genuinely interested in. Well, even like chatting to Owen at work is really nice, because they didn't even want to invite him out. We were going out for McDonald's. And when he came out and he was wearing a Baldur's Gate 3 t-shirt, boom. Yeah, because prior to about. That, yeah.
Well, when we fucking met.
Oh my God, exactly.
Assassin's Creed, straight away. Because you as gamers, you have that connection.
Yeah.
In that, all right, here's something that we can talk about. And then we can evolve from that. Yeah, with the ESO thing and the dungeons, it's the same in World of Warcraft. I'm doing it right now, leveling an alt. Fastest way to do it is to spam through dungeons. Mm. I've done them before. I'm not interested. I just want
Absolutely.
To do it through.
And I get that.
And that's my enjoyment from that at the moment. But when you're first playing it, yeah, I know what you mean, because people want to rush that. If you're brand new and no one else is, like with ESO, people just blitz through it. And it's not enjoyable for the new player. But you try and explain that to someone. So like me, for example, I'm trying to level up my Evoker as quick as possible because I want to get it to 80. I want to start gearing it up. If every dungeon I go into, people are then making it go slower because those people then are interested in. Unfortunately, I don't want to do that. I'm not going to be a dick and have a go at you for it, but chances are I'll stick around. But if it keeps happening, then I'm going to lose patience and then I'll just leave and then find a group where I can blitz through it.
Yeah.
But what World of Warcraft has done is Blizzard have done some really stupid things in the past and currently. But one thing I will hand to them is that with the War Within, they've made it extremely solo friendly.
Yeah.
In that it's very much still on a multiplayer game. But if you are resigned to playing on your own, and you don't have a lot of time to play, they've made it so much more accessible for those people. And one of the main things for that is the dungeons. So they've come out with follower dungeons.
Yeah.
So you're able to go in on your own, playing whatever the fuck you want, and your whole party will be made of NPCs.
Yeah, that's so good.
And then you've got a button which you can toggle on and off, which will say whether you want the NPCs to lead the dungeon or they will move when you move. So if you interact with a mob, they will engage and they will take over and then or they will just lead it and then you follow them. And that's absolutely fantastic for a solo player, but it's also very good because they made it so that if you've got people that want to come with you, they can come with you. So for example, if you was doing a solo dungeon and I was to come with you, I would just fill one of those NPC spots and then the rest of them would be NPCs. And then you can take your time and you can learn what's going on without the aggro of, oh shit, other people are going to get pissed off at me.
Yeah.
And then you can work your way. So you get to experience those dungeons exactly the same, no difference.
Yeah.
And you get to experience all those quests and everything that's involved with it, but on your own and at your own pace to allow you to get used to everything else, which I think for a solo player is such a good direction to go in, because without that it's so overwhelming. And I would love to see the statistics of people who have tried to play something like WoW, like ESO and Final Fantasy, and then have been shunned away from that because they've come into this game, no one's showing any patience towards them, they have no fucking idea what's going on, and then they've left. Me and Connor did the same thing. Connor started playing WoW. He knows what he's doing. He's a PC gamer. He's adept with a mouse and keyboard. He very much knows the fundamentals of most games. So me and him, we delved straight into dungeons and then just like leveled him up to basically max level through dungeons. And he doesn't play anymore because obviously from a time point of view, but also I feel it was overwhelming. Because he also picked the tank role, which is very important for dungeons. And whilst he was learning and did to a point know what he was doing, he wasn't being able to gain anything from it because everything was happening so quick. But he was the person that's in charge of the dungeon at the time. And it's just not a good way to play. Whereas when me and Ash were playing World of Warcraft, I know he doesn't play it anymore, but I seriously enjoyed it because I basically took over and slowed the pace right down. So rather than rushing through everything, we didn't do that many dungeons. We did questing for the majority of it. And I worked on myself and actually forced myself to have more patience. And rather than shouting at the geezer, I sat down with him and I spoke about the game with him and the fundamentals and the mechanics, and I helped him through the character that he was playing. And it was very, very enjoyable to see someone who's brand new to this game have no idea what the fuck they're supposed to be doing, but have that safety net of me next to them telling them exactly what they need to worry about and what to do, and then slowly watching them understand World of Warcraft and understand how to play that game. And then basically we got Ash to a point where he was enjoying the game without me.
Yeah.
Still needed me to help him, but the base, the very basics of the game, he was able to very much do on his own.
Yeah.
Which I feel like is when you get to that point and you can start exploring massively multiplayer online games, is when you get to fall in love with it yourself.
Yeah.
Because you get to see it from your own perspective, which is what I loved when we was playing ESO together, was because we were playing it completely differently.
And I think it's interesting you say about like that almost like comfort blanket of having that someone there. And I know a lot of the comfort initially starting out with ESO is like that basis in Skyrim and Oblivion, and you know, you're in that same world. And like, I remember I was so fucking excited because you could go to Blackreach, and it was obviously like a smaller version of Blackreach, but it was just so, it was like that nostalgia element of, oh my fucking god, like I'm here again. And like, because you do feel like it's like going to, you know, your favorite place you go on holiday. These are places that you've spent so much time in, you know, and it is so immersive, and you have such a deep love for something. I think I'd be interested to go, like, it's hard because unless they invent like something new or I find something new, like to go in with no link is so daunting. And I think, yeah, like for me, where that came from is probably that, like, it felt familiar even though it was like a new kind of thing. And it's certainly something, like, when it came out, whatever year that came out, I was like, oh, well, I've got no friends, so, like, I'm not even going to try. Like, because in my mind, it's something that, I like to do with people. And I think the reason that I don't probably go into that now is because I am very, like, I love playing with you. And I don't mean to make you feel guilty at all, by the way, because it's not, like, at the end of the day, we've had no time either. Even if we were, like you say, you can't manage two MMOs, which I 100% get. And at the end of the day, I've barely touched any games lately because I've just been so busy. And like, when you get in, you're knackered and whatever. But that, my ultimate like goal, if not with ESO, maybe something else, I don't know, is to like have a guild and have like that camaraderie and that friendship. Because I haven't, whilst I do have friends that play games, gamers, if you will, not really, if you know what I mean, like you is probably the main one. And that's something that I would love to sort of have
so many resources out there for that kind of specific stuff, which I feel like none of us really tap into. An MMO is there with plenty of people to play with, but it doesn't really set you up within the game to do that, but then you've got things like the World of Warcraft Facebook groups that I'm part of. I don't use them. I don't need to. I have my community. I'm sweet. If I need to know anything, I've got their I'm in the Discord, you know what I mean? I've got so many people that I can pull from. But when you don't have that, those Facebook groups are absolutely imperative. And the amount of times, like you say, with the woman that you defended on ESO, and then she added you as a friend, and you felt like, oh shit, like,
yeah,
let's fucking go.
Nice, yeah.
That's the same with most MMOs, and there has been loads of times that I've seen guild recruitments on one of the Facebook groups, and it's purely women.
Yeah.
Or it'll be like, not saying that you just want to play with solely women, but obviously there's a connection there that I don't think me as a man will ever understand. Because I'm naturally, gaming is very much male dominated, not as much as it used to be, but that's how it started. So therefore, I don't run into the same issues that you might do. I don't hold the same biases. People don't see me and immediately think I'm going to be shit because I've got a dick.
Well, it's like something that it really annoys me that it's gendered in the first place, in the sense of, oh, you're a gamer or a female gamer. Like, what am I, a fucking, like... Yeah.
It makes no fucking difference. You know what I mean? But then you're shunned if you're not a fucking an e-girl, like the typical girl gamer,
It's like I find it interesting. You think like, so, yeah. When so say like with the we were talking on the Patreon about the patch that's come in for mods in Baldur's Gate 3, and like yeah, I'm not it. Some people will go, oh yeah, cool, she's excited about the outfits, that kind of thing. But I don't even think that, because like I don't really give a shit. And same as like this business of like classes and, oh, you need to be wearing this armor. Like if I went onto my Skyrim now, I didn't give no fucks. Like in my mind, it was like, well, no, heavy armor's the best because it's got the most fucking, you know, whatever it is. You know what I mean? Like the highest number.
And stats attributes, all that sort of shit.
But actually, like, I was an elf and really you should wear, like... And, like, I get that now, but, like, I was also a kid and I don't care. Yeah. Like, I was like, oh, yeah, but that's ugly. And that's something that I'm always going to be. Same as even in Baldur's Gate and, like, the classes and the best weapons you could use and stuff like that. You think, okay, yeah, but that spear's really fucking cool and I want to give that to,
and that, you know. And that's where something like transmogrification...
So that you can,
is like, the workaround on, is, on yeah, that like, sort
yeah,
of
so
stuff.
Yeah, so, again, I want, you know...
With and the that, outfitter.
Yeah. Mm. And then so you go, okay, well, it's not like I'm some freak. Like they've invented that because people have a call for that.
Yeah. Because there's a role play to it.
Absolutely.
And some people, absolutely, like myself, just like to look fucking cool.
Exactly.
I want to look cool. I want to look really stupid.
Yeah. But yeah, hang on, I'm going to burp. Sorry. Yeah. So it's something that hopefully, I think, like, as I say, we've not really had... I know we were sort of like panicking about, because we've not really played a crazy amount of games lately, and what to talk about and stuff. But I think, yeah, I can see, hopefully. Did you see that thing? And it was like adulthood is just going, it will slow down next week, every week until you die.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, it is something that I would love to like sort of delve into a bit more and perhaps maybe get, as I say, like a more gaming central computer.
I'd absolutely love if you were playing WoW and you were a part of Hoos and Hoes as a guild, but at the same time I would be absolutely ecstatic with the idea of you playing something like ESO and then finding the same sort of shit that I've found. I would absolutely love that, because I feel like it gives you such a better outlook and much more excitement when it comes to playing these games, so much more than when you're playing on your own. And I feel like for majority of gamers, that's what we all strive for. We're all fucking nerds that just want to play with other nerds, to put it plainly. And when you find an unbiased group of people that just so easy going and are just prepared to help you out, full stop, that's it, because you're a gamer, I'm a gamer, I want to make sure that you stay a gamer and I want to stay a gamer, so let's just fucking game together and then we can continue doing that. And yeah, just the idea of having that. But I perfectly understand that we're not in a situation at the moment where it totally works.
Well, you think like, it's not all made the same. If you think, like, I know we've literally just said about, like, how you were in a WoW guild now, you were in a WoW guild then, and then prior to that, you're in a completely different, like, each one was an entirely different experience for you.
Yeah.
You know, both good and bad. And I think, yeah, you don't just go for the first one that you find, or, like, you think, oh, maybe I can try and make this work or stuff like that. Like, you do have to sort of put in that effort to sort of find where you are happy and like what works for you, which is going to be different. And it's going to be different at different points in your life as well. There's going to be times when, you know, you were able to do, I don't know, fucking 6 hours a day, every day. There's other times where it's going to be like, shit, I've not even played this week. and yeah, finding something which I feel like I think you have, where it allows you to also live your life and not, you know that they're going to be there to come back to, and that I think is really lovely.
Yeah, you're just involved, because even if you're not playing it, you're still able to talk about it.
Yeah.
And that's perfectly normal when it's your hobby. Yeah. When that's your excitement, being able to engage in conversation, like with this episode, I know that when this releases, the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to send it to everyone in that Discord, because when they all found out that I run a podcast and you talk about gaming, naturally they want to know what episodes you're talking about World of Warcraft, and there's not that many. I know I've spoken about WoW a lot on the podcast, but actual episodes that are like revolving around it,
yeah, absolutely,
they're not there. This will be probably the first one of that, ESO and World of Warcraft. And being able to talk about it and all the different things and the changes and stuff that happen within the game week by week, to be able to discuss that with like-minded individuals and then also see a different perspective from said individuals, it's just really, really nice. Like you say, it's, you got your workmates, you got your fucking gamer mates, and you got your whatever mates, and like these are my gamer friends. Yeah. You know what I mean? I don't really know what I'm trying to explain there.
Oh, it's just nice, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just
like when we went Comic-Con, and like when we went in October, and obviously we sort of had like a little What's the Buttons crew vibe going on.
Mm.
Versus then when we went in the May, obviously, as it worked out, you guys walked around together, Meg and I walked around together, and it was still a good time, and it was like a good time in a different way, because obviously me and Meg share a lot of interests, and it was nice to have a catch up and spend time and stuff. But at the same time, I really liked when we went around in October, because you are seeing the things that excite people and what everyone's into, and you know, learning about each other and talking about those things with new people, getting to know people like that is lovely, you know. And I mean, we don't know if we're going to be going in October. Hopefully we will.
Hopefully, fingers crossed. Yeah.
And like that's as much as I'm excited to see all the stuff, I'm also like, it's who you're with as well. Like I found really lovely both times. Because it is kind of a rare thing to get to just like fully talk about it. You know that no one's judging you. You know that like you're all there for the same reasons. Mm. And it just baffles me like that I'd never been before that. You think I always used to yeah. look at it and yeah. like it's so
I wasn't
crazy.
Even fucking looking at it. Like, I didn't even know that it was done in London.
Oh my God, yeah.
I had no idea.
Like, I don't think it was always, but like I remember when it did come and it was like, oh my God, like so cool. But it was something that everyone else did. You know what I mean? It wasn't something, it was like, oh, that's not something that I can do for some reason. It felt like I couldn't do that. Mm. But then that's also at a point where like social anxiety wise and general anxiety wise, like it was just like, oh no. Like I'm not qualified to attend this event for some reason is what it felt like. Like I'm nerdy, but like, am I nerdy enough? And then actually you go and who fucking gives a shit?
Yeah,
like
no one cares.
You know what I mean? It is a spectrum for a reason. Same as like I was just saying, like with the, you know, oh, you know, this build for this character is great. Oh, that's cool. Yeah, perfect. But I like that one. You know, and actually maybe I'd find it easier to kill this boss with this build, but I still killed them and I enjoyed myself. So
yeah.
I know it matters, but does it also really matter that much? If you are enjoying yourself and you're you know, whether you're making friends, not making friends, you're spending your time in a way that you like, play the game how you like it, and don't necessarily worry about whether someone feels that you're playing that game properly or not. I feel like that's just
like I've said to these lot before and in the guild, like we all pay our money every month to play this game. This is a live service game that you have to pay a subscription every month to play World of Warcraft. It's not like ESO when you can play it for free without the benefits. It's you're paying for the game and then you're paying a monthly subscription for it. So it's like I'll play it how I want to play it. If me playing it means I'm going to play the meta of the class that I'm playing, so the it's been ran for a fucking simulator and these abilities are the best and this will give you the best output. If that's how I enjoy playing it, which most of the time it is, then that's what I'm going to do. But at the same time, like what you just said, if you enjoy playing a build that isn't the meta, then who gives a fuck?
Yeah.
Play it. I mean, yeah, at the end of the day, if you're trying to get into heroic raids or something like that,
yeah, you're gonna need to fine tune it. Yeah,
and you're way behind the fucking curve because of the build that you're using, then yeah, fair enough, because at that point you're impacting other people's play, because it's like, well this is now an organized team that you're involved in, where you're actively bringing that down. But that's a really, really serious, like, elite case, which is so, like, we're at the point now where we've got the last boss on heroic today. Hopefully we'll kill it. And then it runs on to, well, if your main character doesn't need the gear, you start bringing an alt character, because then you've still got like 2/3 of a team where they're sat up there so they can fucking carry everyone else through it. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
So if you want to experiment and you want to change up, then that's the time to do it, because you've got a load of people there where they're not going to give a fuck, because it's not, they've got what they want. So now let's help everyone else out. Yeah. If you want to fuck around, let's fuck around. Why not? So yeah, I don't really know why we were talking about that bit.
No, me either. It's just been an endless thought stream. Yeah, hasn't it?
ESO is very good for that, in allowing you to, obviously it has its metas, but it's very good at allowing you to
do what you like, really.
To do what you like. World of Warcraft, not so much, because of the if you're a shaman that wears mail, you wear mail. That's it. You're not wearing leather, you're not wearing cloth, you can't wear plate. It physically won't let you do it. And you're locked to specific weapons and shields and things like that, because that's how the game is designed.
Yeah.
But then that's when transmog runs into, and you want to make yourself look different than you can. And that's where you kind of had that lock. Not so much freedom as the likes of ESO and Final Fantasy. But it's a system that works for that game, and everyone likes it. But yeah, hopefully in the future, if we get our own place, that's something that I would definitely look into, is having, because I'd love to be able to game side by side, because that's something that we've never had before.
No.
Ever. We've had it where we're not far apart, but there's still a fucking wall separating us, and they can't hear each other properly, and the internet's shit in one corner but great in the other. So yeah, that would be really cool to have that, and then see what that evolves into.
Mm.
But let's get off these wooden benches and fucking go into a nice cozy house.
Right, my arse is numb.
Well, thanks for listening, everyone. See you later. Uru.
Uru.